Yashish, your topic was reinventing live ops. We know live ops is super important. I've heard a lot of marketers talking about it because this is probably going to be the year for it. Yeah. You're going to reinvent it. What way does that go?
So the topic of reinventing in the sense was about how are you going to adapt it to the new norm? And we were discussing what the new norm is, right? So most of the companies, as we still know, live ops is not there yet in terms of adaptation to how you can utilize tools. Like, more people in live ops are asking for better tools, more efficiency, you know, running more events. They need to do without the support of engineers, where we can do with less engineers and do more without them. How you can utilize, you know, LeanPlum, live ops technology in terms of like allowing them to run more events in a more hyper personalized manner, utilize the data in the most efficient manner, segment the right amount of audiences, take that across within their system. And you know, you can allowing even an intern to run one of the highly successful campaigns.
Of course, talent is tight. So if everyone can run it, or if you can understand how to run it, then you can spend your time on other aspects of your game, build an amazing game. Some of those events, how's that shifting? Because it used to be, well, you know, let's give a different number of coins or something, but more sophisticated now. What are you seeing? What are you enabling?
Everybody knows how to run a live ops campaign. It's not that. Everybody's smart enough. This industry itself, everybody, it's a very smart industry. It's about how we can get everything together and how we can improve in leaps and bounds, right? So most of the people that we're looking at, the big shift is like taking the data in, how much more data we can take in and which data to take in at what time, how do we trigger that across, how do we engage with users more, and how actually we can improve the game. You know, it's not about you churning out a game and just relaxing and sitting your feet up. It's a constant feedback loop that you receive from your users, how you utilize that, how you improve their experience, how you ensure that they come back to the app again, how they ensure that, you know, the events that you're running is relevant enough to them, to the audience. And that is one of the big shifts that is happening. And I just don't want to talk about live ops thing, but in a general at all, the whole team, the communication that is happening internally and externally with the user base, and that's the big shift, that the change which is happening, which is going to help. Companies like LeanPlum is allowing them to communicate much better and use the time much more efficiently so that they can do more with what they have.
Now, you dropped a couple of words. I just wanted you to unpack a little bit, because I'm not certain that all the marketers, all the companies I'm speaking to understand how personal they can get or how personal it needs to get.
The hyper-personalization is about not just about like how you can make sure that, hey, calling your name, hey, Yashish, welcome to the game. No, that's personalization. A hyper-personalization, hey, Yashish, this is what it is that you can do today at this point of time because I'm free. It's not just sending out a push notification at 1 hour of the day or at some part of the day. It's about based on a trigger on your behavior to ensure that when they come into the app, it is their willingness to come into the app. And that is because they feel that that app is their own. The app has become their habit, and that is all due to the hyper-personalization that somebody can run across to it. So there's a big difference between what you can do in terms of personalization, hyper-personalization. But I also want to say that hyper-personalization is all within the privacy and how you use the data and how you do it without any intrusive way to make it as personalized as possible, to make sure the user experience is the best as it gets.
We've got Big Fish, we've got MobilityWare, we've got a ton on the wall behind you, which means you have a lot of insight into how companies do what they do. Without maybe naming one, give me some ideas, give me a blueprint.
So one of the companies, what they tried to do was, they had an issue, right? They had an issue where they were not running enough events, but they had a target of revenue target, which was double, right? So what the events, they came to LeanPlum and, you know, they implemented our tool and they started running. So with just half of the amount of people, they were able to achieve 3x of what they were able to achieve beforehand. And that was all done because they could do something in terms of behavior. It's one simple behavior triggered in-app messaging. And what they did on that, how the data they took across, which was their, it was their data. They took that data, they personalized, they analyzed the data, and they ensured they reach out to the right audience with the right content at the right time. And this was all allowed them to increase their revenue by 3x. And then, of course, that 3x also doubled in the next, when they actually went to take the next step and went for hyper-personalization. So everybody has their own formula that they can use it. But what I'm saying is we can provide the tools which allows them to find that success.
How can I harness that to get the people to come back? You're talking about keeping them there. I want to bring them back. How do I do it best?
Well, first you need to understand why they left, right? That's the biggest thing. And that data can also provide us, like, at what time they left. Was it probably because they didn't have a good onboarding experience? Probably what they, you know, came across was not what they were looking for. So you cannot bring everybody back. That's the first thing. So you need to realize which are the ones that you want them back. And when you realize that these are the set of users that you want them back, you need to analyze why they didn't come. Probably for onboarding. Change the experience. Get them the experience that they were looking for. So when you onboard them or re-onboard them again, make sure it is as personalized as possible, as intuitive as possible, to ensure that they can continue their journey. You are, it's called journey for a reason. Yeah, they're taking the journey along with you into your app. They're investing their time, they're investing their interest, and now we have to ensure that we keep that interest, and that's how you can get somebody back into the app.
It's all about the experience.
Yes.
And mine was excellent with you today, Yashish. I want to thank you so much.
Thank you.
And thank you. Thanks for the learnings.